watching the new wife, and I'm rolling, 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 rolling. Watching strolling in the colon, colon. Sipping TX and I'm trying to forget. But I can't get this shit out of my head. You brought me things that you are better now. Better now. You only say that because I'm not around. Down around. You know,
you guys remember Ticket Stock? This is from Ticket Stock just a couple weeks ago. And this man is quite obviously Mike Reiner, and he's in studio right now. Hey, man.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Remember when you worked at the Ticket?
I'm Mike. God, barely.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
It's still weird. It's really weird to me.
It's weird to me, too.
Having you walk in here without your backpack.
And two Dasanis.
And two...
I'm like, why didn't you just get one and fill it up or get a bigger one?
Two iPads.
Gotta have two.
And you do the Dasani from the Cumulus Kitchen, right?
Sometimes.
That's like the $1.80 per bottle one.
Yeah, I try to remember to pick it up, you know, somewhere along the way, but I wasn't always terribly diligent about that, so...
Yeah, I try to get the case at home and just put two of them in my bag.
Usually that's what I would do, too, but like I say, I was not always terribly diligent about it, and when I didn't, then I'd bite down, swallow hard, and hit the cafe.
So we're kind of stealing the name. I don't know. One of Jake's ideas here is to do Ticket Tuesday. Like, how can we have guys on our show regularly, like, you know, Jubb and Junior and all that kind of stuff? And we'll give it a name. We'll call it Ticket Tuesday. I'm sorry. We're not stealing that name. We invented that.
Thank you.
But I wanted to steal something else on Tuesday. We tried it once, but I don't feel right unless I ask you. Because I didn't see where your will was read. I don't know if it's been read yet. But will you give me Business Tuesday?
I will give you Business Tuesday. Because I stole that, too.
You did?
Yeah, of course. I steal everything.
Can I have Weekend Check? I always loved Weekend Check.
I didn't make that up. You can do whatever you want with that.
Back in early Hard Dive.
I think the Hammer did that. I think that was one of his things.
So. Old Hardline. But yeah, but you would execute it.
Yeah, sure.
You would throw it around the horn. And that, sure. It always really interested me what a guy like Expo did in the Metroplex on the weekend or what, you know.
Can I have stand so up, turn around, let's take a look at you?
Sure.
That's the one I want.
Tattoos and piercings?
Yeah. Yeah, I want that one.
I feel like I can't ask you anymore.
At a scrap sale.
Yeah, we just
what is
need
this
to
like a scrap sale.
Because I've always thought if
now
I
now you know why you're here.
Like if I moved cities and went to another market, what could I take from the Ticket? You know what I mean? There's been so many gold things here. We could do a ton of stuff. But now that you've left a bunch of stuff, and those idiots from 3 to 7 are not taking advantage of all the gold that you just left laying there, and no, I just want to pick it up.
That's their problem. See, you're smart. You're on it.
Did they consult with you on your successor? Or?
No.
I already know that.
They haven't consulted with me on anything.
Yeah, as long as I...
And if they did, I'd just tell them, look, man, I don't know. You're going to have to ask somebody else.
Okay, speaking of that...
Why don't you just look it up on your phone?
The song we came out with in the break, the reason...
So Business Tuesday, officially ours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yours.
And I'll get P22... And then we can do this again next year and have another yard sale.
And dinosaurs.
My favorite thing about that song that we played coming out is that he did a Post Malone cover with all of the Post Malone words, except there was clearly one line in the song when he was learning the words where he thought, watching strolling in the colon colon works right here. It's not a full-on parody. There's just one line where it's it kind of
yeah, sometimes we
up.
Write a parody like that. We think of one
watching
line.
Strolling in the colon colon.
But all the rest of the lyrics are the same. It's just that...
Do you feel like you're one of the few people that noticed that?
Oh, yes.
I could tell you, he is.
Yeah.
Because, number one, I did that just for him. Because I knew nobody else except possibly him would notice that.
Right, I had no idea what the original lyrics were.
Yeah, well, they're not that.
No, they're not that. Watching strolling in the colon, colon.
Strolling in the colon.
Something else I noticed that we didn't stop down enough for. After a, what, four-decade career, here's how Mike said goodbye to us.
So what will I do? I don't know. Maybe something, maybe nothing. We'll see. If something materializes that seems like it's going to be fun, then, as a great man said, we'll deal with that. But in the meantime...
Okay. As a great man once said, what is it, Thoreau? Is it Aristotle, or is it?
I knew right away when you said that where it was.
I just don't think we made a big enough.
Because I'm really into OJ audio.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a radio legend. No, it was OJ's first tweet.
Hello, Twitter world. This is yours truly. You know, this is my first venture into the social media world, and it's amazing. You know, especially how quickly they could put up counterfeit sites. Anyway, we'll deal with that.
So, Easter eggs not only in his playlist, in his last show before dry dock and sailing out into the great blue yonder, but Easter eggs for Strolling in the Colon in Post Malone and an ode to OJ's Twitter. In his letter goodbye to
and
us.
Again, I only do that for you because I know you're the only one that's going to notice this.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You know, nobody else will.
I'm honored.
Well, Jake noticed one of the most famous ones of all. The whole, so you started telling me to watch Diner like 18 years ago.
Yeah.
And then last year we did watch Diner together.
Mm-hmm.
And after the movie, Jake walks up to me. He's like, did you see that? Did you see it? And I'm like, what? And he's like, the line, the Kevin Bacon line. Do you have that audio prepared?
I can get it for you real quick.
Kevin Bacon issued a line that you used as a whole bit at Cowboys training camp one year, and no one knew it. And you didn't tell us.
No, I don't. No, I don't tell you this stuff.
You didn't say, hey, I'm going to do the bit
The feeling there's something going on we don't know about.
Yeah. I've heard him say that for years.
Yeah, but then he's
the feeling there's something going on we don't know about.
But I've never seen Diner, so I just listened thought, to it just sounds live. Like a weird thing Mike would say.
I saw you doing it at training camp, and then I remember driving around Oxnard listening that day on the app and hearing you do that. And it sounded like some of your other work over the years where your bit was old man walking around, don't know any of the players, and just kind of talking. And it was really fun. But just asking that question was very funny. And the players all had an answer, like, yeah, man, I do think that all the time. And I'm like, okay, this is really funny stuff that Mike's doing.
That was really amusing.
Oh, you have that?
Here's a little.
Where'd you grow up?
New Jersey.
We're in New Jersey.
West New York and Montclair, New Jersey. So maybe about 25, 30 minutes from New York City in that area.
Do you ever think there's anything going on out there that we don't know anything about?
Of course. Sure.
So they're really into it.
Right.
Energy. Oh, yeah, of course.
But I'm thinking, that's kind of a cool mic bit.
Yeah.
I had no idea that it was from the movie. And did anyone, like, listening, would they tweet you or email? And
nobody did.
Hey, man, I get you.
Nobody did. Nobody did. I was working over the head of everybody.
And you've talked about Diner for a long time.
Yeah.
So I would think some of your fellow Diner P1s would...
Maybe there's just not many of them.
And it was a cool scene, but I wouldn't have...
It didn't stand
out. Top five if I hadn't known Mike. And yeah, I'm sitting there just slapping him and TC. I'm like, is this happening? I feel like I'm in the Matrix right now. I'm seeing his powers right before me.
Yeah.
And he's oh, yeah, I guess I just never mentioned it.
Among things... that were in Diner, scenes in Diner, you can come up with 10 very easily. I mean, just off the top of your head that mattered more than that. But still, there was always something about, you know, Kevin Bacon and that character he played in that thing, that completely wild, unhinged, misguided, yet meaning well and relatively harmless character, rich kid, you know. Going around and asking somebody one night, you ever think there's anything going on out there we don't know anything about?
Because it's kind of always in the periphery of your mind, but
yeah,
I don't know that I've ever actually said it like
it's
that.
It's one of the greatest existential questions of all time.
So we got this audio. I think Dan originally got it a couple months ago, and it is from Mike and the Missile, the Sidekicks.
Oh, let's hold this over, okay?
Okay,
because
I have a lot.
Since you have a lot of audio, I don't want to start it right now. So, Mike doing Sidekicks?
Mike doing Sidekicks and Philosophy with Mike. Next.
Go ahead.
Music with your headliner, the Vandaliers, and you get a David Minot appearance.
Whoa.
At TexFest. That's downtown Carrollton from 5 until 7 this Saturday.
Just feels good.
How would you like to meet Vanilla Ice?
I don't know, man, I guess.
So for our first ever Ticket Tuesday, we have Mike Reiner in.
Oh, this is the first one?
Yeah.
It was you or Tony. I think I'm going to try to schedule for next Tuesday.
You invented the ticket, so we understand. I wasn't here.
It's an old wives' tale.
Hey, do you remember in like year one when I was here, my year one, your year six or so, that you invited me to a New Year's Eve gathering and I didn't go?
Let's see.
That's eaten away at me.
Is it?
Because I feel like that hurt our relationship early on, just because I'm...
What New Year's Eve gathering was it?
I don't know, man. It might have been Y2K. It was just, I just know I'm a not a real person that you're talks to people and things. And I don't know.
I don't think
probably,
I just don't think I understood your Louis C.K. vibe then, like I do now.
I feel like right now I
and
would.
I mean that in the best Louis C.K. way.
I would definitely be at your New Year's Eve gathering now, but I don't know. Different introverted person off the air sometimes, especially back then.
Okay, well, I might not have understood
I thought that hurt our relationship.
Well, I think that's one of the things about you that I didn't really understand at first, but I do now.
Okay, but it doesn't stand out to you. You're not like, oh, yeah.
No.
I wrote that day down and swore I'd get that MF-er. Okay.
No, not like that at all.
Well, I wanted to publicly apologize and say, you know, if you want to hook up.
I'd love to hook up. I thought this was buried the night that, Dan, that you bought a James Taylor windbreaker.
No, we would go on to have many great times.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah.
We would.
But I think that was really the apex of the relationship when you were buying a...
when he bought a James Taylor windbreaker.
When we went to see James Taylor in California.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
got to
be the funniest piece of music
that I spent $60 or $70 on a jacket because I didn't bring a jacket.
Yeah, it's just I feel like I need to see it. Okay, so I want to play some more audio here, and one of these I believe has been played on the station with Peter Welpton when Mike was. That might have been one of your last appearances, huh? When was your appearance with Peter Welpton on the Kick Around?
That was the. I think next to last thing, the very last thing I did was the Normathon.
Right.
December 14th.
Okay. So this is during that time after Dry Dock starts, but before the Normathon. And by way of New Year's party shunning Dan McDowell, Peter had this audio of Mike on the missile. And it's Mike calling Sidekicks games. And it's awesome because, as I understand it, it's not like you had a ton of background with this sport.
No,
I didn't. I've listened to all this audio and... I don't know, you're quite good. But the funniest parts, as always, are when you're reading copy.
The Sidekicks' next home game is this Sunday when they host the Chicago Sting here at Reunion Arena. The start time of the game has been changed to 4:05. First 7,500 fans to enter the arena will receive Sidekicks painter's hats. First 6,000 fans will receive bags of Tostitos, compliments of Frito-Lay. That's this Sunday when the Sidekicks battle the Sting at 4:05 here at Reunion.
The first group gets Sidekicks painter's hats. The next wave get complimentary bags of Tostitos.
Courtesy of Frito-Lay.
What year is this?
Oh, this would have been 86, maybe 87.
Damn.
Well, at least we know that he's been saying Frito for three decades.
Yeah. First 7,500 fans to enter the arena will receive Sidekicks painter's hats. First 6,000 fans will receive bags of Tostitos, compliments of Frito-Lay.
Okay, so the first 6,000 are actually getting Tostitos and a hat.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Now we're out of Tostitos. We got another 1,500 hats.
But we're done with tortilla chips already. So.
Like, it would seem bags of Frito-Lay are easier to get than the hats. You should have more of those.
A snack at the game, maybe.
I mean, hey, the Mavs are still doing it with a certain chip after every game they're giving them out.
Really?
What, still Chippos?
Chippos. Now, this other piece of copy was for a fan fest type event hosted by the Sidekicks.
Join the fun at the 1987 Dallas Sidekicks Soccerthon. 24 hours. We're talking 24 hours of nonstop soccer with 100 area teams playing around the clock. There will be special appearances by Sidekicks players, celebrity and old-timers games. The Gorilla will be there, as will a troop of clowns. Plus, they'll have martial arts and bullet ball demonstrations.
What? Wait a second. The Gorilla?
The Gorilla.
It was a big gorilla who would be playing goalie?
Well, it wasn't actually a gorilla per se.
We'll have.
They got a gorilla out there. Then we got a real story on our hands.
The Gorilla.
The Gorilla. Well, it was a Legends game first. Old timers.
Yeah.
The Gorilla.
Celebrity and old timers games. The Gorilla will be there, as will a troop of clowns. Plus, they'll have martial arts.
Wait, a troop of clowns? Not a clown.
Plus,
right, plus martial arts.
Which I think leaves it open to whether or not the clowns are engaging in, like, jujitsu.
Oh, it leaves everything open. God.
24 straight hours. Gorilla. Troop of clowns. Martial arts.
Some of the things I have read over the years. Just astounding.
Oh, one more time.
Celebrity and old-timers games. The Gorilla will be there, as will a troop of clowns. Plus, they'll have martial arts and bullet ball demonstrations.
And bullet ball demos.
Yeah, bullet ball demonstrations.
To boot. Speaking of things that you've had to read, my favorite mic drops are not necessarily stammers, although they're great, but I think it's when you read things that remind me of the Kevin Bacon diner scene. And this is the most famous one for sure.
I think everything is going on a lot more than we think it is out there.
I can't tell you how often I think that and say it. When you see some story about, like, the Epstein story or something like that, my thought is I just shake my head and say, I guess everything's going on out there a lot more than we think it is.
I wasn't reading anything there, though.
No, I know. I just,
that was in the course of a segment.
Here's a,
just whatever underground thing, or you didn't know it existed. To me, it was like girls' softball. Like, every Saturday, there's thousands of people playing at these complexes. You know, once I got involved in it, I'm like, I didn't know so many people are doing this.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's all going on.
It's happening now.
And a lot
think of
more.
All the things that are happening now I don't know about.
All over the world.
I think everything is going on a lot more than we think it is out there. Or to put it another way, just think of something and then think of how much of it you think is going on.
Okie noodling. There.
And the answer?
Somebody is catching a fish as they bite their arm and
not
then
only
they pull
is
it out.
That
like
going
a lot
on
of
a
people.
Lot more than you think it is. Everything else is too.
Right.
Here's one slightly less philosophical, but I still think it holds up.
Everybody wants to buy a new car, but nobody wants to buy one.
And I get it.
I'm not really sure I do get that.
That was a misread of copy there.
I think this one was the proper read, but it also is equally confusing.
In this world, there is good crazy, and then there's crazy good. Like,
okay, let me finish.
In this world, there is good crazy, and then there's crazy good. Like going for it on fourth down and scoring a touchdown.
What did that stem off, though? That came from something.
That was a copy. Yeah, just the.
No, but I thought it was from some show or something we were watching. And then you started using it. Or did we?
No, I don't think so. I think it just came straight from copy.
It was a campaign about good crazy or crazy good. I just don't
like scoring it. Oh, no. But then I think in a game right after you started reading that actually happened.
Right.
Somebody went for it on fourth down and scored a touchdown. And we thought that was good crazy.
But I don't see how that's not crazy good.
Yeah, how is it? I think
well, that's
crazy good.
Part of the, you know, what do you interpret it as?
All right, let's see.
Everything in life is somewhere else, and you get there in a car.
Now that was that one's not as philosophical.
No, but many—I wouldn't say everything, but many things are somewhere else. And what are you going to do? Just transport there with your brain?
Just kind of evaporate and reanimate.
No, that doesn't work.
No,
get out of a car.
Everybody wants to buy a new car, but nobody wants to buy one.
And you're going to need a car, right?
Yeah.
But nobody wants to buy one, but everybody wants a new car.
But I've roamed this earth for the vast majority of my adult life.
Anything?
Okay, and
Was there more?
There's bound to have been more.
Okay, well, let's leave it as is.
Okay.
And it sort of supposes that for part of your adult life, a portion, no roaming.
Yes, there was a, you weren't roaming this earth, or you were roaming, but somewhere else.
A minority of your adult life, maybe.
Right. I don't know if it's a year
less than
year.
50%.
But I've roamed this earth for the vast majority of my adult life.
But other times, sedentary in my adult
life. So adult, you're 18. From that point on.
Right.
Over 50% of the time, you've been roaming the earth.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Or other times, I was roaming this earth, but I hadn't quite reached the 50th percentile yet.
Well,
in those times, we're not even able to say that.
We're not talking 51. If you say vast majority, that to me is, that's 70.
That's a lot more than 51.
True. This one, this might be my number two, but behind everything is going on a lot more than you think it is out there, because it deals sort of with the space-time continuum of perception.
In 10 minutes, now will be a lot better than it is right now. True. I couldn't even keep a straight face.
So he's saying in 10 minutes, it will be now, then.
Or. Yeah.
But at that point, it will be better than it was 10 minutes ago. But he's saying it in the present tense. So he's saying it'll be better than it will right now. But now is a future now. I totally understand what he said there.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. In 10 minutes, now will be a lot better than it is right now.
That's just a longer way to say things will be better in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's not even just longer as much as it is sort of deeper.
It's more specific, yeah.
Right. So, yes, this has been my trip down memory lane.
Now, is this an honor? Are we honoring Mike Reiner?
I think so, yeah.
Because we have not had you on the show.
I mean, these are things that I say or think to myself all the time now. I'm always talking about troops of clowns.
Watching strolling in the colon.
What about, do you ever think that those are the terms that it's being thought about by just about everyone? Like, yeah, I think that a lot.
I do.
If my kids are arguing against why should they do something, and I will tell them because these are the terms that...
it's being thought of by just about everybody.
Right.
Yeah, let's just say that I would imagine that those are the terms that it's being thought in by just about everybody.
Because you don't want to tell them everyone thinks that. That's ridiculous. You don't want to try to sell them on this. No one disagrees here. But if you say just about everybody, you sound reasonable.
Do you think in the future people will be looking back like you're going to be like the Aristotle of this generation?
I think I am.
I think
there's any question about it.
College courses.
Like we didn't know what we had.
Down and they'll sort of, you'll have to write papers on things like this.
In this world, there is good crazy, and then there's crazy good.
And we're
kind of get up and speak on it.
Were the people on Aristotle's radio show like making fun of him as if he was just a doddering old fool?
Oh, another e-break for Aristotle.
Where later, then you look back at history and you're like, oh no, we're kind of rewriting. Oh, everybody walked around him on eggshells with great reverence. They're going to look back at you, but they won't realize how Corby and Danny just didn't understand what they had.
Yeah, if he lived 500 years ago, like the Catholic Church would have put him on trial for being such a visionary.
That or made me Pope, one or the other.
Visionary thinker, they would have said, this man is crazy. Like Galileo or something, but we got him in our time.
Right.
So thanks for coming up for the first edition of Ticket Tuesday, Mike.
Well, I'm honored to initiate Ticket Tuesday.
Do you have like 20 more minutes? Or is your busy, is your schedule like chock full? And
he doesn't look occupied.
For me, time is a flat circle.
All right. Well, 10 minutes from now, right now, will be better than, I don't know, it's 2:48 on the ticket. The ticket.